Blog Talk Radio.
The goggles on.
Yo.
Beanie Siegel, what's cracking, my brother?
You know what it is.
Man, what's up, man?
Hey, first things first, respect to you, man. Haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet. You know, I'm in your city. I look forward to meeting you real soon, bro.
Yes, sir.
And, you know what everybody talking about, that new real record to Jay-Z. I don't want to call it a diss record because you don't sound bitter.
I'm not really, like dissing Jay. Like, there's certain parts in there where it's, like, my emotions, you know what I mean, because it's an emotional record for me because it's, like, I'm a rapper. When I listened to the Blueprint 3 album, it was, like, I heard things on there where he was, like, taking shots at a lot of people, but a lot of things was directed for people. Like I said, I did an interview, and people said how I felt about the Blueprint 3 album. I told him I thought it was one of the best body of us, the work Jay did. I felt as though he gave out a lot of pair of shoes on that album, and I think my feet was meant for a couple of them.
I mean, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I know particularly the people want to sit on my lap, but I'm not Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
I mean,
black.
I don't think that line right there was particularly directed towards, like, me individually, but I'm talking about collectively. Like, because you got to understand, you got Petey Crack who did some unadvised things, like made mixtapes talking about camel hunting season and all that crazy stuff. So we know Jay, you know what I mean? Nas said that shit and Cam said that in records. But then you got, like, Petey Crack who has said it too. So when you listen to I'm Already Home, and he's saying, oh, they call me a camel, half man, it's not that he's just addressing those individual people. Like, it's the rock and the whole, because, like, who else is he talking about? Like, Jim Jones diss him, Game diss him, and all these other people diss him. But when he say lines like, I heated up the rock already, so why y'all, you know what I mean, can't get hot already? Put your name in the pot already. They compare me to Big and Pac already. Like, I ain't, as y'all can already see, I'm not worrying about y'all because I'm already me.
Mm.
Like, when you listen to them lines, like, they them lines that's, like, that I know, like as a rapper, I understand because I know what he do. It's like when he, like, this Dame and them, when Dame and them did, was talking about Jim Jones was going, I mean, Cam was going to be the vice president and all that. When he came back, that was the album, The Blueprint 2. And it was like, Hovey's home with the global phone and all of that. The number one rap in order, you cast over Phelps himself. You know what I'm saying? That was, like, not shots, just that people thought was at Cam. That was at Dame Dash and them too. Like, I know when he's slick in records. You know what I'm saying? Because I know him.
So where did this whole situation stem from? Because I'm going to be honest with you,
man. The whole situation just stemmed from, like, it's like, all right, Jay in another place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. He did what he did, like, as far as just, like, signing people to Rockefeller Records, you did that. But as far as the push that people could have got, that really could have did things, you know what I'm saying? You didn't do that. Like, if you look at 50 Cent, like, it's, like, no disrespect, like, to the G-Unit and none of that, you know what I'm saying? Because I love the way 50 Cent did with his dolls. But if you look at it, like, them dudes got more money and more bread than anybody in state property.
Because
50 made sure that. 50 went on tour and took his people on tour and paid them. Not tell them it was a good look for them to be on tour and things like that. Like, this is true stories. I'm sitting in the house on house arrest, and I got the Young Guns calling my phone because Jay-Z's only paying them $1,250 or whatever it is, $1,200 a show, and they had to split it at the end of the day, like shows where we went on his was supposed to be promos, but checks, man, that he was making, but it was just that's us paying dudes. It was a good look.
But it's,
all the glitz and glamours wasn't like really what people seem like, and it's not a hate record. it was just a real record of emotions. Like, I understand, Jay, you somewhere else, you know what I mean, in your career.
It's gangster, gangster,
y'all.
Beanie Siegel, what's cracking, my brother?
Charlamagne, what's up, man?
Hey, first things first, respect to you, man. Haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet. You know, I'm in your city. I look forward to meeting you real soon, bro.
Yes, sir.
And, you know what everybody talking about, that new real record to Jay-Z. I don't want to call it a diss record because you don't sound bitter.
It's like I'm not really, like dissing Jay. Like, there's certain parts in there where it's, like, my emotions. You know what I mean? Because it's an emotional record for me, because it's like I'm a rapper. When I listened to the Blueprint 3 album, it was like I heard things on there where he was like taking shots at a lot of people, but a lot of things was directed for people. Like I said, I did an interview, and people said how I felt about the Blueprint 3 album. I told them I thought it was one of the best body of us, the work Jay did. I felt as though he gave out a lot of pair of shoes on that album. And I think my feet was meant for a couple of them.
You know
what I'm saying?
I know particularly the people want to sit on my lap, but I'm not Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
I mean, I don't think that line right there was particularly directed towards like me individually, but I'm talking about collectively. Like, cause you gotta understand, you got Petey Crack who did some unadvised things, like made mixtapes talking about camel hunting season and all that crazy stuff. So we
know, yeah, to pull it back.
Jay, you know what I mean? Nah, say that shit and excuse my language, and Cam said that in records. But then you got like Petey Crack who has said it too. So
I gotta pay attention.
I'm already home and he's saying, oh, they call me a camel. Half man, it's not that he's just addressing those individual people, like it's the rock and the whole, because like who else is he talking about? Like, Jim Jones diss him, Game diss him, and all these other people diss him. But when he say lines like, I heated up the rock already, so why y'all, you know what I mean, can't get hot already? Put your name in the pot already. They compare me to Big and Pac already. Like, I ain't, as y'all can already see, I'm not worrying about y'all because I'm already me.
Mm.
Like, when you listen to them lines, like, they them lines that's like, that I know, like as a rapper, I understand because I know what he do. It's like when he, like, this Dame and them, when Dame and them did, was talking about Jim Jones was going, I mean, Cam was going to be the vice president and all that. When he came back, it was that album, The Blueprint 2. And it was like, Hovey's home with the global phone and all of that. The number one rapping order, you cats overfelt yourself. You know what I'm saying? That was, like, not shots, just that people thought was that Cam. That was that Dame Dash and them, too. Like, I know when he's slick in records, you know what I'm saying, because I know him.
So where did this whole situation stem from? Because I'm going to be honest with you,
man,
being
the whole situation just stemmed from, like, it's like, all right, Jay in another place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. He did what he did, like, as far as just, like, signing people to Rockefeller Records, you did that. But as far as the push that people could have got that really could have did things, you know what I'm saying, you didn't do that. Like, if you look at 50 Cent, like, it's, like, no disrespect, like, to the G-Unit and none of that, you know what I'm saying, because I love the way 50 Cent did with his dogs. But if you look at it, like, them dudes got more money and more bread than anybody in state property.
Because
50 made sure that. 50 went on tour and took his people on tour and paid them, not tell them it was a good look for them to be on tour and things like that. Like, this is true stories. I'm sitting in the house on house arrest, and I got the Young Guns calling my phone because Jay-Z's only paying them $1,205 $50 or whatever it is, $1,200 a show when they had to spit it. Wow. Split it at the end of the day, like shows where we went on his was supposed to be promos, but checks, man, that he was making, but it was just that's us paying dues. It was a good look.
But it's,
so all the glitz and glamours wasn't like really what people seem like, and it's not a hate record. It was just a real record of emotions. Like, I understand, Jay, you somewhere else, you know what I mean, in your career. And there's certain things that, you know what I mean, where he at, like I said in the record, everybody can't go, and I understand that. Like, he's somewhere else. You don't need Beanie Siegel in the building with the pre-perception that people got of me, this crazy dude liable to do anything or whatever, or Emilio Sparks liable to say anything out of his mouth, or, you know what I'm saying? He ain't record saying Lahaim and things like that. So he's dealing with, like, you know, with Jewish people and the Jews and things like that who, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that. But then you got Freeway Muslim with the bear and, you know, people bringing around people. So it's certain things that we taint his image, the state property and the place that he's at. But
I mean, Philly gave Jay a lot of life. I mean, you know, a lot of people.
No, a lot of street cred. And my whole situation is, when you get it, like I said, like I don't want it to seem like it's a money thing and people bitter about that. But when you talk stuff like you're in a mask or half of Billy's and things like that, and you know you was dissolving the Rockefeller situation, and then you ain't even give people the courtesy to make the phone call yourself and explain, like, if it was me. Just me talking to my homies, like, yo, I'm somewhere else. I can't do this music thing right now. Like, I ain't there with it. Like, when I go on tours and stuff, y'all can still rock with me and go on tours, and I can get y'all some bread like that. Or I could do this for y'all to help y'all, you know, do with it, whatever. But I can't do that.
What if, I know they set you up kind of nice, though. You had the label. You had the clothing line. You was in the movies.
I mean, you got to look at it like this. The label, the clothing line, and the movies all came after the rumors. When you heard Rockefeller was breaking up and a breakup was there and the tension and Dame and Jay was going at it. That's when that came about. The movie thing, yeah, in the beginning. I didn't know no better, you know what I'm saying? But the movie thing came from a dude from Philly who wrote the script to a movie about, you know, certain people, the JBM, which I didn't want to do it like that, JBM, because you don't know who still had a series and things. You don't know if the guy who wrote the script, you know what I mean, was talked to those people. It's people on death row right now because of that. So that's why I got changed to get But if you look at the Rockefeller footage, when you hear Chris rapping, he's saying, man, I'm going to be wildin' if they ain't giving that advance up. Because this deal wasn't signed yet. Hoskino and Sparks were signed to Black Friday Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was the only one who really was signed to Rockefeller. Freeway ain't get his deal until he did the verse on Hot 97. I mean, on the Dynasty album, 1-900-Hustler. After that, they signed this contract. It's true rap. So when the clothes, like, to get to the point, the clothing line and all that came along, because Dane did that. Dane gave me the clothing line. He, you know what I mean? I got the post-test thing that came through a situation that I did. But then Dane backdoored and sneaked and get with the licensee guy who licensed Rockaware and bought a license out the post-test without me knowing it. So now I'm not getting the 50% profit that I will be getting off of every podcast with the SP symbol on it, like the original deal was, because I turned down the money that podcast wanted to endorse me with. And I figured, as a team player, why just wear the podcast when I can cross market it and have my own sneaker?
Good business.
Me, being from the field, I got my own podcast, SP. But then they ain't go behind my back and get with the licensee and buy out the licensee for podcasts and stop making podcasts with the SP symbol on it so I could stop making money. He made more Rockaware then because that's what he was concentrating on. But when he knew that he was about to lose Jay, that's when the interest in the being with Beanie Siegel was about. Because if you're not disrespecting nobody, the Rockefeller Records, Freeway, Bleak, Young Gun, and all that, but be realistic. If you can't have Jay-Z on Rockefeller, what's the next artist you would like to have?
I mean, at that time, Beanie Siegel, no question.
So that's why the brand was being built around Beanie Siegel with the state property thing.
So all that, because
the rumors was been going around before y'all heard it. We was hearing it too.
So all that Dame Dash coming to your, when Dame was coming to your court
case, you got to understand, coming to the court case and all that, it could have been some love, but all that wasn't on that love tip like that. Because you got to understand, I paid my lawyers. Nobody paid my lawyers in the hundreds of thousands and all half a millions that I had to pay in lawyer fees with three lawyers. Nobody paid my lawsuits but me. I didn't get no money from them. I think I borrowed the $100,000 I had to borrow to pay off this last lawyer that I had. But I was giving the money right back because in the 2 months, state property owed me $270,000 for a royalty check from the clothing line that was coming in. So I only borrowed the money for a month. For like 2 months. So I had a letter asking for that $100 that I got borrowed.
Wow.
From Rockefeller Records. This is all documented thing. Like, it's been something in my chest since I sat in front of the courtroom when Jay-Z came to court, and I had a bail hearing, and this was in the Philadelphia Daily News the next day. They asked him at the stand, if we release Beanie Siegel today to continue to go on tour, you know what I mean, and the man of the statue are you willing to be responsible for his whereabouts? He said no.
No, man.
So if he was, you know what I mean, my man, yeah, I'm being responsible. Get my man out that jail. They cuffed me and took me back to my cell.
What year was this? What year was this?
When I first got, this was when I was going to trial for that. I don't know. It's around 2002, 2003. It's in the art club. Beanie Siegel bail hearings denied. The Philadelphia Inquirer. You know, niggas in the jail calling down my cell. What's up with your man?
So what exactly happened at Powerhouse, man? I heard Jay didn't want you to perform if you were in the building.
I mean, the year before, and this is public record, last year's Powerhouse, I didn't even go to Powerhouse because I knew that it wasn't going to be a Powerhouse with Jay-Z. Jay-Z Ben had it in his mind that it was over with all where he's like, he's gone. He's already home. You know what I'm saying? He on to the next one, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying when you got people on your team that helped you, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody write his rhymes or none of that. You know what I mean? He wrote his own rhymes, but a lot of influence came from state property. The people who had around him. He did what he did, but at the same time, when you preach, we a family, and you say stuff like, if my life a movie, see, gonna be the sequel, and we have little talks and I got you. You my man no matter what. No matter what my trials and tribulations that I was going through in my life on my personal side, going to getting locked up during a year or whatever, you got my man. You supposed to back my play no matter what. I backed all his plays without him even asking me. Even frontline and like, Jadakiss wasn't no walk in the park. Nas ain't no walk in the park. These dudes that could have ended my career.
Mm.
I mean, I went at dudes on the strength.
Did Jay
even
ever?
He was telling me not to.
Oh, he used to tell you not to?
Like, he like fall back on this one.
I heard that at. I heard that at this year's Powerhouse, he brought the police in to run you out of the building.
Yeah, because what happened was after I got off the stage with Jadakiss, Jadakiss said they was acting funny in the back when I first performed the first record. It was the record, the joint Beanie Mac, bitch. It was the first record. My mic was so low that me and Jadakiss switched mics after I performed that to do Fill It in the Air. But someone come on stage and told Jadakiss that it had to be my last song. It was cut this time. This time was supposed to have been 45 minutes. He was supposed to perform before Carrie Hilson. It made Jadakiss perform, then Carrie Hilson, then Jay.
Mm.
So when they was ready to cut his time and all that, because I was on stage after I did the record Fill It in the Air, they cut his mic off because they thought his mic was the mic I had. So I knew somebody was on some, you know what I mean? So at that moment, I just was in the moment. Like, man, it's my house. I was in Philly, so I was feeling it, and I just did the first bars to the verse just to let it be known, like, it's already etched in stone. There's a couple lines on the Blueprint 3 that I can point out where I know dude is talking about the state property. Well, people know it or not. Like, I'm a rapper.
For those just calling in, it's Beanie Siegel talking about Jay-Z.
So the feds came in
somebody
and ran you out of the building?
Yes, they came in. Not only the feds, it was undercover police. I seen my old probation officer. Like, when I was on federal parole, I was on federal parole for about 4 years. I had about 3 or 4 different probation officers. One of my probation officers was in that building that night. So, like, not security didn't put us out. I after watching the show, when I said what I said, I just wanted to see the response to Jay Face. So I stood at the front of the stage, me and 3 of my homies. And when he noticed me, he saluted me. He walked to the side, talked to somebody, which who I think was Carlene, because she walked through the middle of the front of the stage. I was where the speaker's at, right in front of the front row. She walked past, gave me a kiss on the cheek, went to a security guard. They walked in the back. Next thing you know, it's like 30 cops coming in, and they kicking us out.
That's corny, man. That's
so
corny.
So I'm thinking they, like, even moving us from the front. I'm like, all right, we'll move from the front of the stage. I just said something slick about him. You don't want to perform with me standing in his face.
When the last time you talked to Jay, man? Like, you know how to.
But this, you got to understand this. Before we even performed, they had suites already done in the building to look for me. But
wow.
I was already in the bleachers because I knew it.
Wow.
From last year, Powerhouse, in the newspaper, it said, Jay-Z beefs up security in fear of confrontation with Beanie Siegel. He's barred from Powerhouse in fear of Beanie Siegel retaliation from dropping him from label last year. That was in the Daily News last year, the day after Powerhouse.
So when the last time you talked to Jay?
Find the article.
When the last time you talked to Jay, Bean?
I haven't talked to Jay in about two years. The last time I talked to Jay was the night of the 40-40 grand opening in Vegas. And this is the things I'm saying. He's doing interviews, and when they ask him what's his relationship with state property, he says he talked to Chris often, Freeway as well. I be with Freeway. We go to the Mash Dig together. I'm with him a lot of times. I don't see the conversation with Jay's. Maybe Chris, yeah. But then he said, and I recently had a conversation with Bean when his grandmother died. This is an interview that he did. My grandmother died when I was in jail on a violation that I had to go back, when I just had to go back for that violation for about like a year ago or whatever. And we didn't have a conversation. You sent me a card, and you wrote a couple lines in the card, and I sent you a 2-page letter that I never got a response from. So where was that conversation?
So what's the relationship with you and Dame, man?
I mean, you got to look at it the same thing. I did movies with Dame that I was supposed to be getting paid certain amount of monies that I never received. I had a sneaker deal with Procad that Dame went and bought the license out of behind my back that I didn't know out for years and didn't receive no money, the money that I was supposed to see.
So basically nobody was...
Yeah, he got me too.
So basically nobody was making no money on Rockefeller except for Dame and Jay.
I mean, yes. Ask any other artist. They wasn't making no money. Even going on tours. We went all them tours we went on, Liquid Sprite and all of them. I could see the Hard Knock Life tour for me. That was my first tour, not really getting paid. But we got paid, like I know I did after a while, because I started turning down them shows on going on them tours with Jay. I'm not going because I got a show in North Carolina that's willing to pay me $15,000 on this date. I can't miss that. I'm going to go get that.
Mm.
So unless you're going to match what they're going to pay me or give me some bread, then I stay on the tour. So it had to be negotiations like that.
But didn't Jay-Z say on Reasonable Doubt, if everybody in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged, nobody will fall, so everybody will be each other's crutches? So I would think
that... And that's why I said the Evils. You got records like the Evils, too. Like, this ain't a money issue with me and Jay-Z. When I got out of jail, I went to Jay-Z office. We had a conversation. I said, yo, I'm not picking between my friends, between you and Jay and Dane, because y'all two is not telling, at least me and Bleak, I felt, should have got the story of behind what's going on why y'all separating, or what's the problem. But I kind of sort of knew when Dane drawn in the news all the time, taking private jet, spending the company money, because he was doing that with me after the breakup with State Property, taking the money and getting advances off the money, and I'm looking for a royalty that's supposed to come in, and Dane, I don't even know how, got my advance already, my royalty money, got the advance for the next 6 months. He done already took the advance out. That's what he was doing. He was taking money out of certain companies and putting them in all his companies. Rockbox, Wash House, CEO, Armadale. And the cash cow at that time was Rockaware.
Wow.
So he get taking private jets and everything everywhere. I can understand what Jay felt. Me and him even had a conversation. But if that's your man, you check him about that, and you straighten the situation out.
So the Rockefeller breakup was due to money. It sounded like Dane was kind of stealing money.
It was like Dane. No, it wasn't that he was just stealing. He was, I guess, filling himself. He was Dane Dash. He wasn't a quiet partner like Kareem. It was too, like Jay said, that was real shit. Too much flossing. Too much Sam Rothstein. He should have stayed in food and beverage. If you look at the movie, you know what I'm saying? They told him, the bosses back home told him to fall back. You're drawing too much heat. Find a job when they had to go to court for the license, to get the license, because they really ain't had a license right. And what Sam Rothstein do? He started a TV show.
So did y'all ever have these conversations with Dame? Like, Dame, you need to fall back. Stop trying to do the puffy thing.
No, me and Dame had conversations after I started realizing that he was taking money that didn't belong to him, that belonged to me, and was getting advances out of money. And me and him had a deep conversation, and the last conversation we had was a fallout. Because really, that's called embezzlement. And I can sue Dame if he steal money out of a company that I'm in a partnership with him with, and I'm not knowing it. And he funneling it, putting it in other things. I could sue Dane for embezzlement. Because we talking about millions of dollars here.
So Jay caught Dame's hand in the cookie jar. That's what caused the split, basically.
I mean, from my POV, yes. I mean, you could have took a jet, yeah. You could have got the penthouse suite of the hotel. You ain't have to go out renting villas and all that. And you got butlers and two maids and two butlers and three personal assistants and doing all that, and you spending the company money. So I can understand where Jay was coming at on that tip. Like, yo, you drawing.
So with you, when did the fallout first begin with you and Jay? Like the initial...
The initial fallout with me and Jay is when my man turned me down when the judge asked him would he be responsible for not my whereabouts. That was like the real hurt one. Like, I look past him being already an artist and knowing the game and from the beginning when I had the song Do It Again, Put Your Hands Up, and me doing the record and not having the knowledge of what a single is or what to put out as a single, and him knowing the knowledge instead of him telling me, no, you should use this one for the single, you ain't finished this record, and him taking it and him finish it, and then he using it for a single, and then he do the video for it, put it out before my, I got an album coming out 30 days before his, but his video already playing 2 weeks before my album come out.
And you know what else I never understood off your first album? Why was anything a single? You wasn't even on that record.
Exactly.
That made no sense to me.
It made no sense that every time I dropped a record, Jay-Z would drop a record either 30 days before me or no later than 30 or 60 days before me, and he would have videos out before a video would drop to my album. Why was Jay never on a single on my album pushing me?
So on
if I was his man, you know what I'm saying? Giving me that look, how 50 made sure Dame won. jumped on all the singles that was out and did the videos and pushed them. Same thing he did with Lloyd Banks within the club when Lloyd dropped that I Had the Club on Fire. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same thing any other people did with they artists when they artists was dropping, giving them that push. Look at it. We never got that.
On that new
from Jay.
On the new record that you just dropped, you said that a label wanted to give you a whole bunch of money. I'm assuming that's G.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that was 50 and G Unit because we heard the rumors.
I mean, yeah, I was in a federal penitentiary with 50 Cent uncle, who was in there for 17 years and more. I know he had more than 15 years in. I'm sitting there, we walking the track, talking on some regular before I even know it's his uncle. And as I'm sitting in that jail for the year, I had a visit every week. At least two times a week. I wasn't worrying about people coming to see me. This my homie sending me some flicks. Not even for me, but for the people who was in jail, who was looking at me, who knew I only had a year, who had lifetime bids, and I was the window of the outside world that they would never see again. Mm. So I had lifers around me who was wanting to see them pictures that I didn't receive. In them letters and here with people, because I'm Beanie Siegel. I just was out there with the biggest thing outgoing, Rockefeller Records. So the jail embraced me from when I came in. So when I'm in that jail and I'm on visit, and I know 50 Cent just dropped an album out, he just sold 10 million albums, and I see him every month come to that jail to see his uncle, and my right-hand man, people looking at me, ain't come to see me one time. And I know 50's schedule was just as strenuous as his, but if this man in 15 years only had a year and a day, skid bit, it wasn't nothing. It was a vacation because it really woke me up. I needed that rush. But my man couldn't come see me one time. I ain't asked for no money or nothing on the books. I had to turn myself in. So I already put $10,000 on my books before I even went to jail.
See, Biz, I can understand why you're mad, because it wasn't like it was just business with you and Jay. Y'all was really a family. Like people on the street thought The Rock
was
really
you
a family.
To understand. Me and Jay wouldn't speak forever. Like, I could never get Jay on the phone to talk to him. If anybody would have ever said anything sideways about Jay, I was on him from the gate, because that was my man. So I'm from the street, so I'm riding with the same mentality. Like, you can't sit in front of my face and tell me, no, Mac, you thorough, but your man a nut, and I'm going to get at him. When I go back to my man to talk to him, I'm going to let him know what the dude said. But he also won't know what I did to rectify that situation in his absence without him having to tell me to do nothing.
Let me ask you another question, Beans. You said on the record that, you know, you was a fly on the wall and you can say some things to have Beyonce looking at Jay-Z funny. Like, what you mean by that?
That's not to be said, because like I said, I still got love for the brother. And I got, like I said, when you love a person and got love for them, it just don't go away no more. But it's just like, it got these feelings I got in me gotta come out, because I can't talk to Jay on the phone. I can't have that conversation with him on the phone because I can't get him on the phone. You gotta go through four or five people to talk to Jay.
What about Bleak? You said F Bleak on the record too.
I mean, because Bleak could tell me he loved me in my face, but I see interviews on the internet where he like saying, I'm the big homie, I'm the little homie. Me and Jay don't talk about money. That's why I'm still around. And that's why, them niggas ain't around no more. I'm still here. So I know it's things that's being said. Like I told you, 85% of communication nonverbal.
Yeah.
I can read a person's body language and see their handshake, their match, and their smile. When I see that stuff in my music, I'm hoarse because I've been up all night and I catch this flight, so excuse my voice, but when I say these things in my music, I mean that. Like, your handshake ain't messy, your smile, I'm come from where you got to pick that stuff like that up. Because there's even players get played on. I come from where it's wolves at in the street, and they play on the weak.
So, Beans, where you want? How can this situation be rectified? Is it an end to it?
It's just me. Listen, I'm just getting my feelings off. Mm. That's all I'm doing. This album, because it ain't gonna stop. There's more records. That's just the first one I feel as though I'ma drop for right now, because it was at the appropriate moment. But I said I was coming up.
All right, your boy Paul. The record he talking about, I'm about to drop right now. Things is things. Hold on. What's popping?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, we got Seagull on the line? Seagull still on the line?
Nah, he gone. I'm about to put that track on now. What's good? What you want to say about that shit, yo?
Yo, I was feeling Seagull, man. Yo, Seagull is a real dude, man. And, like, all this, like, everything he was saying, man, I feel him, man. Seagull, real people, man. You know what I mean? Like, his music, I love his music. Ever since he came out, he's been thorough. He always been kept, always been keeping it the same way, whether it's looked at as wrong or right. He's just been him. He's just been living. So when I look at him, like, I could look in his eyes and be like, yo, this man right here came from the street, like the same streets that I come from. Like, he came through struggle. He came up, and he's still going through it. And he's
exactly.
Just real. Yo, Beanie is a real dude. And just like when he was giving the references to a lot of stuff, like, the casino movie and how they was operating within the Rockefeller unit, like, that's where I was feeling all that, man, because that's what he put out. Like, that's what his image project. Like, that's what you expect from that whole crew. Like, they thinking bigger.
Exactly.
They thinking big moves. So they is moving like them niggas in Casino. Know what I mean? Like, them niggas is thinking big moves. And I really, it really kind of, like, messed me up the fact that he was saying how he would get paid more to do a show solo.
Yep.
Then
rather
going on tour with Jay. Like, going, how can your man let you even go? Like, you my man, nigga. I want you attached to the hip with me. Because when I need to kick my feet up, I need you. And that was the whole promotion behind Beanie the whole time with Rockefeller. Jay was saying that from the day one they introduced Beanie. Now, I mean, it was like he was about to take over. And Beanie was saying that. So if that's what y'all saying, like, you got to be putting that shit on the forefront, too. Like, you got to be having that nigga on stage everywhere. Like, yo, what, they going to pay you 15? Don't worry about it. I got you for whatever, 20, 50, nigga. You my nigga. Let's go. Let's get this money. Because I see the bigger picture in this shit. Because as long as niggas is looking at me and they see you standing next to me, when you finally step away from me and stand alone, them same motherfuckers are still going to be looking at you. So we all going to get this money. Like, that shit kind of, like, I ain't going to lie, man. I hold Jay in high regards, too, because I like dual business ethics. Like, he ain't never really drowned or faltered through a lot of different shit that's been going on in the business. But at the same time, like, you don't do that to such, like, a nigga, like, be, like, just from me listening to him talk on your show, even before that, his music, but listening to him talk as a person without the music behind him on your show, I know Jay had to be experiencing way more than that than us. And
hell
so
yeah.
How you can't feel this dude when he's standing right in your face? Like, he right.
How you not gonna let
face?
Him come home? Fuck that. Yeah. What about when he said he had a shot of coming home to join the tour? Jay said, I can't be accountable for the nigga. That's like, I would have knew right standing there that some shit is going on.
Crazy. And yet some people want to sit back and some people will be like, yo, well, you know, well, Jay is he's a multi-millionaire. He's a big-time dude. Beanie go out, you know, Beanie's wild. If Beanie go out there and do something while he's supposed to be under Jay, that's gonna come back on. Fuck that. That's your man.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, you never leave your man to the wolves. Like, nah, let him stay over there with the wolves because I don't want to be responsible with this. If he get away from the wolves and still be acting wild, man, you let him.
Man,
that's crazy.
I'm gonna keep it funky. Beanie Siegel made niggas like us like the Rockefeller because Jay-Z had this glamour diva type status. The streets weren't really fucking with Rockefeller.
Yeah.
When Beanie came, he brought Freeway and all them other niggas. You feel me?
Yeah, and I was, you know what, I was arguing with dudes about this shit a while ago when the Jay and Nas situation was going on. I was like, yo, Jay really speaking for upper echelon. I said, Nas right here on the corner with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this nigga right on the street with this shit. But eventually, like, I ain't gonna lie, though. Eventually, like, I've kind of started, like, really digging Jay a little bit more than Nas because of his consistency and the way he was running his shit over there.
You know what I mean?
But overall, like, at the end of the day, like, Beanie's that's that corner nigga. Like, you gotta have that nigga on the forefront. That's the cornerstone of your shit. You the upper echelon shit, and he's the nigga that's gathering all these other niggas that's below you. And it's way more niggas below you than, you know, that's standing right at your level. So you definitely need to be pushing this nigga to the forefront. You can't start getting on top. I be telling people this too, man. You can't place yourself on a pedestal so high that you get to the point where you start looking down at the crowd. Because when you so high and you looking down at the crowd, you don't know what they doing down there. Somebody could be aiming a gun up at your face. Like, it could be lights out. You know what I mean? So you can't never, you got to be able to raise up and still be able to look any man eye to eye. And you got to be a man, man.
So how you feel about Jay calling Jake and having him kicked out of there?
Yo, really and truly, man, I really don't respect that at all, man. Like, for real, like, I mean, and then even with that, like, no matter what the rumors, no matter what he had been hearing from anybody else, cause, you know, all types of funny stuff should be going on within crews. Niggas be in niggas' ears like, yo, I
heard be rumors, though.
Yeah, be rumors. But it could be a nigga that's close to him, that do be around him, that don't really got to be going through four or five niggas to call that nigga, be sitting right there next to him like, yo, I have my ear to the streets. My man's called me and told me that Bean said when he see you next time he's going to run up on you. You don't call police, nigga. That's Beans, nigga. You done had a working relationship and a relationship with this man for years. If he show up there unannounced, you fucking sit down with this nigga and chop it up. Yo, what's on your mind, man? What's going on?
Yeah.
What you feel I did wrong? How can we resolve this? Let me tell you my point of view, because you may be feeling I'm wrong for this, but this is how I was looking at shit. Can you see my point? Sit down with the nigga.
Yeah.
You might tell a nigga something that make him look at, you know, shit a different way. Like, yo, you know what? I didn't consider that. Now, I mean, I'm just looking at this surface shit. I ain't know you had this shit going on over here because you don't be saying, like, you don't never call no fucking Jake on nobody anyway. That's number one. And number two, that's Beans, nigga. You fucking know this. You know this, man. You do that shit, man. And then you in hip-hop, nigga. You doing that to one of your peers in the closeness of y'all relationship? How the fuck is the rest of everybody else supposed to look at you right now? And, I mean, hip-hop on a whole, like, everybody needs to be taking a fucking look at you right now behind that shit. Like, yo, this nigga Jay called police on a nigga that he fucking knew for a long time. Beyond the fact that he called police, this nigga called on his man. Yeah, so that means that nigga's subject to do anything to anybody. Because if you could call police on me and you know me, know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You could definitely, anybody is, you know, fuck to you stepping on the world, nigga. You got to lift your soul up sometime, man. You can't be stepping on the world all the time, man. For real. That nigga Beans is the fucking truth, just like he fucking introduced his motherfucker self. That nigga's the truth, man. I don't know why niggas be hating on dude. I'll be honest with you, man, I like a lot of them state. Really, to tell you the truth, man, Philly on a whole, man, I like they whole hip-hop scene, but I like them state property niggas, too. I like them niggas, like fucking Oskino and them. I like all them niggas.
Yeah, they had bars. It hella sucked because it was like Jay kind of needed some street cred, and when he snatched them niggas up, I don't think he thought they was as nice as they was.
Yeah, them niggas.
Because they kind of overshadowed them. Like, the state pop niggas, they started overshadowing Myth Bleak, all them other niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to see overshadowing on some real shit? Go listen to the Dynasty album, the Rock La Familia album. That was really Beanie Siegel's sequel album. The whole shit. Anything he appeared on, like that little Give It To Me single with Pharrell, that was the push for the joint. But if you listen to that album, anything that Beanie was like the joint they had when they were talking about they pop.
Yeah.
And Beanie set it off. I'm going to be honest, man. After Beanie got done spitting, I was like, yo, Jay was really supposed to just let that shit ride out. Just let the beat ride out and let everybody reflect on what the fuck this nigga just said, because that shit was so deep. I mean, Jay spit some shit after him, but nigga, nah, it wasn't. This nigga went.
He just bodied his beat. He didn't need nobody to jump on.
His emotions was in that shit. Like, you could really feel this nigga literally through the track, his emotions as he was delivering that shit. Like, it ain't no thing to be like, when you hear some shit like that, to take a back seat, like, yo, my nigga, listen. That shit,
yeah,
like, it was so raw. I can't even touch that, because I don't even want to take away from what you just did. I want everybody to just focus on what the fuck you just did. That shit is crazy. That's how you supposed to do, man. That shit crazy. And for someone at Jay's status that's so big, you can afford to do that. Nigga, you
hell
that,
yeah.
It ain't a thing where even if Jay had picked the beat and came up with the concept of the song and everything, it just came to Beans like, y'all want you to get on this joint with me, here go the beat and this is the concept. Once Beans came up with his fucking verse, that was it.
Right.
Like, it was supposed to be like, yo, you know what? This was a hot ass concept I had, and I'm glad I put you in on it because the shit you did to it is crazy. This is the shit I did to it. You keep that shit inside. Like, yo, we're going to record a version with me and you. On it, that's just the in-house shit. You know what I mean? We're going to release this shit on the fucking Dynasty album. You know what I mean? And let these niggas fucking reflect. That should have been the last fucking track on the album with just Beans on it.
That's what's up.
For real. That shit was crazy.
Where is it? Where you calling from, B?
I'm calling from Atlanta, man.
That's what's up. You want to give a shout-out to somebody?
Yeah, man, I just want to shout out, you know, Beanie Siegel, man, and my whole crew, man, GYS Nation, Graveyard Shift. I mean, shout-out to you, man. Thanks for letting me come in. And I definitely want to hear that joint, too, man.
Yeah, I'm about to put that shit on right now, my dude.
Yeah, man.
All right, for sure. Good looking for calling in, my nigga.
For certain.
What?
One.
That new track I was talking about. Just like 7 minutes, this nigga goes in. The goggles on. Make sure you listen to the whole track.
Yeah.
Nigga breaks it down. Shout out to my niggas in Atlanta.
I ain't talking about the rock. I don't talk about mine. Why will I talk on what you got? What you talking about? Cause you ain't talking about a lot, nigga. I'm from the ghetto, so I talk about the block. They say in every rhyme that I talk about my Glock, but I squeeze for real. Don't do no talking when I pop. Puta madre con cabrón, then you drop, and I stand on my own. I don't be talking to the top. And I ain't talking for Chris, and I ain't talking for Neat, and I ain't talking for Spark, and I ain't talking for Free. I ain't talking for crack. I got words for Oski, but I ain't talking about that. I'm talking for me. BC the sequel, better yet the prequel. Never fear for war. Cause hog know I squeeze still. For that finger bars, 2-E-D-I-E. My brother's keeper like Nino and G. That's what I'm talking about.
Goggles on, straight raw radio. Know what it is. Shout out to my state prop niggas. Shout out to Chris, Neat, Skeeto, Emilio, Freeway, I see you. Follow us on Twitter, straight raw.
Sit on niggas' laps, and I ain't looking for no gifts out of Santa Claus sack. Santa ain't real, let alone is he black. Catch him coming down my chimney and the Mac could go back. Get a dog, get a cat. I bet the cat grip the tongue of you rat. Niggas extend their hands, put their heads in their lap. Scared to face the man in the mirror, my jack. The man's sight of Beans, raise the hands on your back. Niggas talk about compared to feed you back. Scrap, I know you wanna talk about that. But since niggas talking, let's talk about facts. From the city where it's long dark nights here, where hard knock life's real. MJ, Andy, are you listening? I'm so bad, I'm a smooth criminal. I'm a thriller holding a snub with a glove that don't glitter. Nigga?
Going in. Y'all have a safe Halloween out there. Make sure you get y'all designated driver. Easy on the piss.
This ain't a diss record, this a real record. How I feel it get exposed, don't you feel nothing? I was the fly on the wall, the shit I witnessed. I can say shit that make B look at you different. I was never on trial, but I was, stood up tall, no snitch. But the rapper Sean called the police on me, cause I was front row at the Blueprint 3.
Woo!
I just wanted to see him MC.
True story.
When we was the ROC. But he called on the COP. Not only that, he brought in the FED. So that's telling me F you see. So F you two,
yeah,
and F bleep three. See, whether I rap or riddle out this motherfucker, pack a gat, keep a pistol out this motherfucker, crack a brick down the middle out this motherfucker. My name's good in every hood out this motherfucker. Motherfucker.
646-478-3313. You already know what it is. Lord Drugs, I see you. Anthrax E. Vegas. Know what it is. 916 to the UK.
See, I think I held my tongue long enough.
Talk to him,
see. This whole Rockefeller situation. I was the realest thing that happened to the Rock. The Rock was just a rock. I brought the fellas the Rockefeller records. Hot 97, state property, y'all remember? I brought the street cred to that. That thing etched in stone. I fought all them battles. Me, that's who. Jada Kid, Nas, Dipset. Anybody you would have told me to go after. You ain't even, matter of fact, you ain't even have to tell me. I front line for that Rock. For that finger bars, for that diamonds that people was throwing up. I'd have took a bullet for Rock at that time. This ain't about a dollar. This ain't about me hating on you, cuz, or anything. Cause I never asked you for a dollar. When I came home from jail, during my year and a day, when you ain't come one day to come see me, not one picture, a letter, I went to the office and asked you, let me off Rockefeller Records out that situation, because somebody, no name, no blame, wanted me, and they wanted to give me some real money. And you
said you
fall around in your office for an hour. And went back and forth with me and told me you ain't wanna let me go. You remember that, don't you? You even asked me that I want some money, and I told you I don't want your money. But you was in a position to make me get my own money, and you couldn't do that. But Steve was so real, and you'll never go to jail again, cause you knew I was shooting.
Ooh.
If my life was a movie, Steve would be the seat. You ain't fair for war, cause Steve was in a cell. It's etched in stone, dog. My gangsta ain't never been on trial. But guess what? How Tupac say? I ain't mad at you. I understand everybody can't go. And you are already home. Oh, and don't get it hooked up. This ain't the green light for everybody to start making a diss Jay-Z record. Nah. I still got love for the nigga. This means taking my brother in the yard for 5 minutes. Cause I got a knot in my chest that need to get unloosed. Love for a motherfucker don't go away that easy. See, many people gonna walk in and out your life. But only real friends leave footprints on your heart, dog. But I think yours fading in the sand.
Damn.
And that's real rap. And if me and you don't never talk again, dog, and I gotta holler at you via MC on this mic, what up? How you say? Scream at me. Man ain't the one with his first dollar, dog. It's the one who still got his first friend. Huh. Rockefeller for life, nigga. It's the Rock.
Alright, this is the last song I had to throw this in there if I felt like
time
it.
Time again, niggas.
When you got your own radio station, you can do that.
Come on,
shout out to my niggas in Philly, my big bearded niggas. Shout out to Chris and Neat. You know I had to throw something in there. State Prop. Go cop that State Prop album. Cop that Young Gunner. You know what it is. Straight Raw Radio.
Tummy, catch your cousin hit fucking prick. Niggas on that sucker shit, suck a dick. Coming like lightning, they get struck and hit. I'm aiming for his torso, he ain't talking shit. When the war cold, I let off the 4-0 caliber, silencer, more holes, tear up his wardrobe. More flows, more shows, I turn it to more O's. Turn it to a crack house, the minute it foreclosed. I'm cold as the North Pole, so I ride that S-Pam. Lady do the sports roll, bet she pack a short nose. Trey A, throw him like Troy A. Put him in that boy face, dig up in that flesh. Like what happened to that boy, wait. He ain't died, how many shots?
car like my boy Mace. More cake, more hoes, more SD in the back. Now we back, nigga, more SP.
Come on. Everybody get ready for a while. Ready for it. When that blood kills, when that blood kills, when that blood kills, you see when that love real. Come on,
get up your kitchen.
It's a part of my heritage. Talk to Gat like I'm prepared for the bid. See a dead man walking, put a corpse in a coffin. Quick, bitches been anxious, they give me hits since the premiere. Niggas wanna kill me, got a dust, but not anxious to wear. My aim on point, I'm on they ass like hemorrhoids. I got the flow, flow when I'm so anxious to flare it up. They tell me tear it up, I air it out. Lay your nigga out, see your side, gotta clear it up. He still singing, throw the heat in his mouth. And leave him bleeding, show your niggas what he heaving about. Come on.
Know what it is.
Got
the case late. Greg Street. Infrared, DJ Who Kid. Rest in peace, DJ Screw. Shout out to the Alchemist.
The world and my gun barrel turn. Gunpowder burn niggas' heads like perm. Forever rest in the dirt like worms. No money, no concern. I holler. Don't make sense, don't make dollars. That's like a bitch you suck dick and don't swallow. Why bother? Push powder, churn butter to regatta. Ball around the globe like Trotter. Another day, another dollar. Another chapter of the saga, the SP Empire. See who live wire, hold home like a rim tire. Phone and let off Mac 10 fire. Club night, game pump tight when I'm flossing. Table full of spades like I'm running to Boston. I'm a boss here, yeah. Like brick without the beard, yeah. Ball head, you get caught up in my cross.
Come on,
woo!
We in the building. Things is things, man. It's a treat right here. The BET Cypher.
Peace.
Award.
Welcome to the Cypher. Black Dawn.
Shout out to Joe Budden.
Black Thor. Eminem. We're in Brooklyn. I gotta do this for Brooklyn. Listen.
Eminem. Folks, Steph.
Yo. For sinners, saints, and scramblers, and gamblers, and dirty money handlers, dignitaries, and champions, narcotics, traffickers, talented number runners, and racketers, stars, and states, page, and camera, with slang swingers, and swaggerers, double barrels, and derringers, automatics, and miracles, Europe, Asia, and Africa, all the time in America, Atlantic, Ashland, Albemarle, to Albany, Virginia, the Baltic, Bedford Ave, Bergen Street, Clinton, the Cabin, Church Ave, the Clad and Road, the Central Avenue, Cooper House, Cypress, and live from Bedford Stuyvesant, the live is high flying. Pilot bombardier from pirate station live and direct. Medina mastermind set the key unlock mindset. Now lock off. Cool. Peace to the nation of the gods and the earth and the sun, moon, and stars. Furthermore, born knowledge, go hard.
Remix,
like
the bottle of the flames like a phoenix. Training to carry the weight of my brain like a genius. Knowing I'm sowing seeds, let's see who summons the greenest. If I said it, I mean it, and did it because I need it. Eat, sleep it, and bleed it. Write it down and then read it. Ask for to the semen, your trash talk is deleted. Blast off, I lay your mouth like a Tempur-Pedic. Blast off, I told you I'm a winner, bitch, the leader. Unsung, underrated, underappreciated. The one, them underachievers had underestimated. Finally, graduated from something that's so hated. The one of the most sacred. Nobody going to take it, face it. I keep doing it well. Doing it, signs, assistance, is do it yourself. Doing it below the radar, we doing it self. Doing it again for Illadelphia. And who else? But check it out. Y'all see them on the job. See my eyes focus where the prize be. I'm like Martin Luther King, you like Rodney. The difference is I give it everything inside me. Dead diary, my fans still swear by me. Even though I'm late night now, like here's Johnny. Swimming with them big right now, that's how to find me. Funny how it break right down, but never mind me. I'm forever grimy. Yes, it's just silly shining. Rock, roller, bipolar, like Philip Thomas.
like a dope fiend, opening up a bottle of dopamine. You just hope you don't get broke for your throat to choke anything. Oh, and just think how dope it could be if he smoked anything. Oh, there goes the bell, the sound of the opening ding. I hit you as hard as bar pitch you within the wrist with a switch and stitch you at the same time before you can clinch to it.
Woo!
My dick is so big, if I add another inch to it, you would swear when I reached you that you was actually into it.
Woo!
I'm not a baller, but you can bet your fucking bottom dollar that I remember when I was without a dollar bill in my wallet. Now watch me kill a koala while I'm all a chihuahua. Bum a pill up a parlor like, let me holler at you, mama. It's like I'm off the bomb bar when I bring the fucking drama. Used to bomb you like Saddam, but now that I'm a little calmer, I'm a fucking cross between Osama, Dom, Obama and Dalai Lama. So Miley, I'm a knight with shining armor. Nail a gift to Taylor Swift's trailer. A picture of my genitalia with a note saying, I can't wait to n- ya. Drug paraphernalia. Beware the werewolf will kill ya. That's him in his clothes. He just shaved his hair, Cecilia.
Goggles.